check it very well, from Genesis to Revelation, you will never see a lasting success. You will never see a prevailing success. You will never see any good story that doesn't have the negative side of it, except it is by the blessing of the Lord. And it is my prayer that all of us will have a fresh revelation of what the blessing of God is, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You know, when you know the value of something, you will be ready to pay any price for it. Hello? When you know the value of one object, for example, if you are a driver, and you know that if you don't put fuel in your car, even if you shake your head, you hit your head on the window or whatever, it will not move. And you know that the thing is showing red, and you are driving past a filling station, because you know the value that you of that fuel, that you cannot reach your destination without the fuel, you will be ready to pay enough price for that fuel. I remember in Nigeria, in the past, when there was a fuel scarcity. If you are traveling to a place and your car is showing red, and you see a filling station, and you park and say, how much is it? And they give you inflated price. But you know that your car is already showing red. You won't have a choice. Even if you have to buy the one that will take you to the next filling station where you can get enough. What I'm trying to say is that if you understand the value of the blessing, then you will place high value on it. Again, it is my prayer that all you need to take the delivery of the blessing of God, or the blessing of Abraham, in your life, you will get a fresh revelation of it today in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let's go to the scripture, Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy means dethrone your enemy. Hallelujah. All your enemies will be dethroned in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So I quickly read from here. He said, and it shall come to pass. Say, it shall come to pass. Say, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all, say all, all, to do all his commandment, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations. Amen. All nations of the earth. Say amen.
Amen.
He said, the Lord God Almighty, he will set you on high. When he was speaking this word, whom was he speaking it to directly? He was speaking it to the children of Israel after they were rescued from slavery into the promised land. And he was giving them the condition that they need to abide by if they will keep that land and prosper in it. And the mouth of God that cannot lie, the mouth of God that cannot shake, the mouth of God that will not change at any time, he said, I will set thee on high above how many nations? Above all nations. Go and check Israel today. If you are a student of Israel, whether you use Google or whatever you call it, in terms of achievement, there is no nation that is compared to Israel up to now. We have, even from statistics, that the highest number, they produce the highest number of Nobel laureates, isn't it? Talking about witty inventions of this generation, it came from them. We were made to understand that even behind the wealth of many nations, or even the Jews, the few Jews that were living in those nations, God entrusted the wealth of that nation into their hands. Why? He made a promise with their father, Abraham, and he said, I will set thee on high above all nations. It is my prayer, again, that you will be able to discover the meaning of the word blessing, the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He said, and all these blessings shall come on thee. Say amen.
Amen.
It will overtake thee. Say amen.
Amen.
He said, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. You know, it's a conditional statement. Like one man of God said, that every kind of faith that makes God responsible for everything in your life is an irresponsible faith. You get that? Because God will not do certain things he has empowered you to do. God did not say that you will be above all nations if I, God Almighty, hearken on your behalf. To hearken means to hear keenly and to do it according to that word. Hello? Whatsoever he asks you to do, it is because he has empowered you to do it, and if you do it, you will get the result. Verse 3 says, blessed shall thou be in the city. Say amen. Blessed shall thou be in the field. Say amen.
Amen.
Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. Say amen.
Amen.
Blessed and shall be the fruit of thy ground. Say amen.
Amen.
And the fruit of thy cattle. Say amen.
Amen.
The increase of thy kind. Say amen.
Amen.
And the flocks of thy sheep. Say amen.
Amen.
He said, blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Say amen.
Amen.
He said, blessed shall thou be when thou comest in. Say amen.
Amen.
And blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. Say amen.
Amen.
And the Lord shall cause thine enemy that rise upon thee against thee to be smitten before thy face. Say amen.
Amen.
He said, every enemy that rises up against thee, they will be smitten before thy face. What does that mean? It means that you will look at them. You will even have to pity them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Why? Those who are waiting for you to come and beg for bread from them, you will be the one that is employing them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Those who are waiting for the ambulance to come and take you to the hospital because you are sick, they will be the one that will be coming to beg you to pay their hospital bill in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Those who are waiting for you to be buried, you will be the one that is praying for them to be raised in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He said, he will deal with your enemy right in your presence. That is what the blessing has the capacity to purchase for you, sir. Thank you, Jesus. He said, he will cause thy enemy that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and they shall flee before thee in seven ways. Say amen.
Amen.
He said, the Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouse and in all that thou sitteth thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land with the Lord thy God giveth thee. Say amen.
Amen.
The Lord shall establish thee. Say amen.
Amen.
He said, establish thee and holy people unto himself, and he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandment of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways, receive the grace to walk in his ways in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said in verse 10, all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord. Say amen.
Amen.
And they shall be afraid of thee. Say amen.
Amen.
I pray earnestly that we'll be able to discover the reality of this particular verse in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When we are talking about the blessing of the Lord, as we listened to when the prophetic focus for the month was given unto us, the Lord wrote through his servant Solomon when he said, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow with it. It takes the blessing of the Lord to make you rich without adding any sorrow with it. The word sorrow is not something something that happened when negative things happen and people cry and they are sorrowful. Of course, it's part of it. But the word translated sorrow by King James Version came from the word toiling. You know toiling? Toiling means to be walking as an elephant and be eaten as a rat. It means to be walking without result. Have you ever seen those people who go around in Africa, especially I know in Western, Southwest, those malam that go around, splitting wood with axe? Some of them, when there's no more wood to split, they will turn that axe into something they use to dig well. They will invite them to dig well, and they will pay them peanuts. In fact, before they finish digging the well, they will have used all the money you paid them to buy food. Why? They are working. They are laboring. But there is nothing to show for it. That is a manifestation of curses. And that's what the Bible is saying here. That you are not going to be like that. Because it is the blessing of God that makes rich or that makes you successful without toiling. He said, you will be growing without groaning. Now, what's the name of Jesus Christ?
Amen.
He said, you will be making it without weeping. Now, what's the name of Jesus Christ?
Amen.
He said, you will be promoted without struggling. Now, what's the name of Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Brethren, I want us to understand that life is not created for struggles. In fact, that word, struggle continues. Delete it from your mouth, sir. It's ungodly. It's not from God. We have been conditioned, our mind has been conditioned by the word to use it. Oh, struggle continue, we will struggle. No! That was a product of the fall. When man fell and his mind lost contact with God, he started looking for a way out. When nakedness showed up in their life in the Garden of Eden, they tried to look for a way out. Say, oh, what do we do? Now we are naked. There's nothing to cover us. The glory has departed. What should we do? Oh, we can do something. Oh. Let me use fig leaves. And they make a fig leaf suit for themselves. That is a mimic or a copy of the glory. Hello? The glory of God, the blessing of God, the grace of God, it says that it makes you rich without adding toiling to it. You will not toil in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As we quickly try to round up, because today is just the introductory aspect of it because of our time. Let us just look at this word blessing. Because the word, a lot of time in the kingdom, we use word without even caring to know or taking care to know what does it mean. To some people, when you hear the word blessing, all they understand is a word that you say when somebody sneezes. It's chicken. Oh, bless you. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, I told my household, I said, whenever you sneeze, I won't say bless you again. Because I don't want the word to lose its meaning. So when I say God bless you, when I say bless you, you know that I am not just speaking ordinary word. I am releasing something into your life that will empower you to be what God has created you to be. Thank you, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So what is the meaning of the word blessing? Remember, like we said, every good story in the kingdom of God came into being or came into place as a result of the manifestation of the blessing of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to the book of beginning. Hallelujah. The book of the beginning, in the very beginning, the book of Genesis. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You remember God started the creation? Let's start from verse 24. Bible said, now talking about what he did on the sixth day, he said, and God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth, and after the kind, and it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was what? It was very good. Thank you, Jesus Christ. But if you look at it, when God was creating the animals, he did something. In the same Genesis chapter 1, in verse 21, he said, and God created great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the water brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Verse 22. And God blessed them. Hello? God blessed them. The word bless means, it came from Hebrew word barak them. He created the animals and he empowered them to be what they are supposed to be. Hallelujah. By declaration of his word of his mouth. But when it came to the time when he was to make man, he didn't just say, okay, oh, God bless you in Jesus' name. No. What did he do? Verse 26. Bible said, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them, let who?
Let them.
Who are the them? Mankind. We. Male and female. He said, let them have dominion. What is dominion? Let them have authority. Let them be in command.
Let them be in command. In command of what? He said, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, one, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all. Over what? Over all the earth. Let man have authority. Let man have dominion. Let man be in control over all the earth, and over every creeping thing, including all the animals, and that creepers upon the earth. Now, verse 27 says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female. Look at it. When he created the animals, he created the whales, created the dog, created the cat, created the all manner of animals. Black, yellow, green, whichever their color, the peacocks, the everything. He empowered them to be what they were supposed to be. But he never said to them, have dominion. He never said to animals, be in control. Now, he created man, and he told the man that he created in his image, have dominion, have the authority, be in charge of the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. Forget about all those campaigns from all these animal rights, whatever. It's good to treat the animals well, because God wants us to take care of them. But they are not our masters. Hello? We're not supposed to be taking care of animals at the expense of human beings. Because the earth was not created for animals. The earth was created for man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, and God blessed them. Say, God blessed them. God blessed them, and God said unto them. Now, look at it. He created the man. He formed him. And he pronounced his intention to him. And he said, man, have authority. Have dominion. Be in charge. But that man that he created, he could not dominate at that time. Why? Because what he would need to carry out that dominion or that assignment was not available. He had a responsibility, but the ability was not available. So it's like you say, okay, oh my son, go and cut down this tree. And this is we have the Araba tree in Yoruba. What do you call the Araba in English? Araba, okay. Araba, whatever you call it. It's a very big tree. It's like you're talking about oak tree here. And you ask your son to go and cut that oak tree. And you give him a razor blade. Will he be able to cut it down? No. You have given him a responsibility, but the ability is not there. Or you elect somebody to be the president of a nation. You know, when you have a president elect, does he have power? No, a president elect doesn't have any power. One president elect tries in Nigeria. the one that was ruling there said, he's telling that we are in government, man. You are a president elect, you don't have power. Man was a president elect, the one that had dominion. He was the kind of a president elect at that time, but the power to have dominion was not released yet. But how was the power? Let's go further. Bible said, and God blessed them. How did he bless them? And God said, be fruitful. Hallelujah. Multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So, after giving them the authority, he then gave them the power to carry out that authority by blessing them. Hallelujah. Yeah. And how did he bless them? He didn't say, okay, now I put my hand on her. No, he released his breath into them. Let's go to Genesis chapter 2. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. The Bible said, and the Lord God took the man, and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Thank you, Jesus. Some people say things, when they are trying to be religious and they are praying, you say, oh, we are so religious, we are so powerless. Oh, you know, God created us to be gardeners upon this earth just to be pulling weed. No. No, we are not gardeners. Actually, he wants us to take care of it, but not gardeners in the sense of a poor man just roaming around and struggling. No. In verse 16, he said, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. But if you read backward a little, you will see where the scripture said, let's go back to 18, said, and the Lord God planted the garden eastward of Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed, and out of the ground made the Lord and out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And the river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. And the name of the first one is Pishon, that is, which compassed the whole land of Avila, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. There is bdellium and onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same is that compassed the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third one is Edikel, that is, which goeth towards the east of Syria. And the fourth river, Euphrates. Now, if you jump further down, you will see that, I'm trying to look for where he said he released his breath unto the man. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Yes. Going back to that 15. Say, and the Lord God took the man and put him to the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat. Now, in the 19, he said, sorry.
2 verse 7.
Okay, 7.
2 verse 7.
Yeah, 2, 7. Okay. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Verse 7 said, and the Lord God formed the man. Remember, he formed him. He gave him the authority, or he gave him the mandate, like we said, a president elect. Now in verse 7, he said, and the Lord God formed the man of the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. You know, people used to think that, okay, it was like God say, woo, as if it was blowing balloon. Maybe he didn't have enough pump. He would have traveled to Bitema or order from Bitema. They give me pump now. No! What he did was that the ordinary clay that he formed that didn't have life in it, who only could there, he couldn't perform the function, he released his own essence into that clay. He released his spirit into that clay. You know, when you are speaking, you know, if you know this, maybe something happened and you have not brushed in the morning and somebody comes to you, you are talking, they will be hearing the smell, isn't it? Because your breath, your word contains your breath. That's what I'm trying to say. Your word is not just ordinary air. Hello? Or if you drink alcohol, or if you smoke, when you speak, they hear, isn't it? Your word is not just sound waves. Your word is the container of your spirit. The Bible said that when he spake the word unto me in Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse 2, he said, and the spirit entered me when he spake unto me. Did you get that? Then Jesus said, the word that I speak, they are spirit. Not that the word are spiritual. The words are spirit and they are life. They contain life. They are the life-giving word. The Bible said, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. So the word of God is not just sound wave. When God speaks to you, when his word comes to you, it is the spirit of God that is entering you. And so when God said, man, be blessed, at that point, his own essence, his own ability, his own nature, his spirit enter into that ordinary clay, and it became a living soul. And therefore, man was empowered to carry out the assignment he was given. Did you get that one? So, next time when someone says the Lord bless you, don't just say okay, amen. No! With all seriousness, receive it. You know,
The church made a mistake. And what was that mistake? And it was devil that did that. At a point, especially after many years, the devil tried to separate the church and the Jewish people. He tried to make them enemy of the Jews, especially during the reign, I mean, the Second World War and all these things that happened. And as a result of that, we lost contact with Jewish history. In fact, there are some words that whenever they pronounce it, the action that follows tells you the meaning of that word. For example, a Jewish man will not say hallelujah and just do like this. No, because he knows the meaning. He knows what hallelujah means, or Allah, who, Jehovah, or pray Jehovah like a mad person. So when a Jewish man knows the meaning of hallelujah, you will see him jumping on his feet and doing like this. So when you say bless you to a Jewish man, he doesn't just look at you anyhow. No, he knows you are releasing divine ability to perform his purpose unto him. So he will say, he will do like this. Hello? That's why I've been praying that our eyes of understanding will be enlightened to know the meaning of this word called the blessing, the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So the Lord blessed the man. The Lord empowered the man. The Lord gave man what it takes to become what he's supposed to be. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Of course, you know that after some time, of course, he gives them the condition to which they need to abide with for them to continue to enjoy that blessing. And they acted contrary to that condition. But immediately, if you look at the Bible in Genesis chapter 3, hallelujah to Jesus. Immediately they acted against the condition of that blessing. What happened? Thank you, Jesus. Chapter 3. Bible said in verse 6, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant into the eye, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit. Remember, he said they should not partake of it. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also his husband with her, and he did eat. Now, look at verse 7. He said, and the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. It wasn't that one thief came to steal their shirt. No, the glory departed. The blessing departed. Hello? And therefore, Solomon wrote, he said, the blessing of the Lord make rich and endeth no sorrow. You see that immediately after that, what happened? He said, when they became naked, what happened? And they sewed fig leaves together and they made them aprons. So they started toiling. They started toiling. They started laboring. They started sweating for things to come. They started sweating for babies to come. They started sweating for riches to come. They started sweating for peace to come. They started sweating for them to go to the next level. From the beginning, it was not so. Everything that represents toiling in your life today, you are liberated in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The blessing of the Lord that made the difference in the lives of all the kingdom success story will visit you today in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The difference was the blessing. The difference was the blessing. As we round up, let's quickly look at just one or two. Look at what the blessing did in the lives of some people. You remember that when man disobeyed, of course, God did not just go into sleep and say, oh, I'm in trouble. Everything is kind of, no. Because of his unconditional love for man, he went back to work. Like we read here, the last work that God did was not the creation of man. The last work was the blessing of the man. That was the climax of the man. I mean, of his assignment. He created the man. He gave them the mandate. He gave them the authority. He gave them the responsibility. But until he gave him the ability, the responsibility could not be performed. And therefore, blessing of the man was his last assignment in that category. But immediately the man blew the fuse. Immediately the man lost it. God went back into action to restore back the blessing. And that's why. What did he do? Do you still have that paper of the song that we did? He said, Rock of ages, clap for me. What is the link between these? Thank you. The Lord bless you, sir. What is the link? He then went into action He looked at man. Man already made a covenant with the devil. He handed over the earth unto the devil. And therefore, the only way for the blessing to come back to the man was through a covenant. And therefore, he made a covenant with them. He called Noah. He made a covenant with him. From Noah, with Abraham. From Abraham, to what? To Isaac. From Isaac, to Jacob. From Jacob, see, from the family of Judah, came a man called Jesus. And the Bible said in Galatians chapter 3, and verse 13 and 14, he said, cause is everyone that hanging on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentile. The blessing of Abraham is the same blessing that was pronounced in the Garden of Eden. And God restored it back to man through the seed of Abraham called Jesus. And therefore, God inspired the writer of this song, said, Rock of ages, cleft for me. Who is the Rock of Ages? Jehovah, the King of Glory. He said, to cleft means break for me. Why? We were engrafted into him. That rock was broken so that your body will not be broken again. That rock was beaten so that your body will not be beaten again. That rock was exposed to shame so that shame will not be your portion. Bible said, he became poor. Why? So that through his poverty, riches can come unto us. He was broken. He was beaten. He was disgraced. So that grace of God can come upon your life. He then said, clear for me. Let me hide myself in thee. How do I hide myself in you? Through salvation. Hallelujah. Do you get revelation? Do you get it? Bible said, through Paul. He said, we are the white olive. Isn't it? He said, we were engrafted. How can you engraft a branch into another tree without breaking it? If you are familiar with agriculture or biology even, we did that in ordinary biology. For you to engraft a branch, you have to break a part of it. And what? It will bleed. And then put it in. So God restored us back into what we are supposed to be in the garden through the Lord Jesus Christ, through his salvation. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Look at what the blessing did in the life of Abraham. In Genesis chapter 13. Genesis 13, 1 and 2. He said, Abraham went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had. And Lot went into the south. Look at it. And Abraham was very rich. Say very rich. Very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. You remember this story? At a point when they were dwelling together, Abraham and Lot, Lot's people started fighting with Abraham's people. And Abraham said, no, I don't want strife. Why? Abraham placed value on the blessing. He knew that any environment where strife is, the blessing can't work there. Any environment where there is no love, the blessing can't work there. Any environment where there's murmuring and complaining, the blessing can't work there. So he said, Lord, I don't want trouble. Go your way. But he didn't just let him depart. He said, this is the land. Choose the part that you like. And Lord looked at it and said, hey, this side is very, very good. Very close to the city, Sodom and Gomorrah. I like it. There's plenty of water. He chose it. Do you know that Abraham did not struggle with him? Why? Abraham knew that anywhere he goes, it is the blessing that will make the difference. If you like, give me the desert. The blessing will convert the desert to what? To an arable land. You get this revelation. No wonder in the book of Joel chapter 2, the Bible said that before them was the Garden of Eden. But behind them was a desolate. Why? The blessing kept on creating the garden out of every ghetto. That is why many people say that if you take everyone in Europe back to Africa then, they will turn that Africa, that bush, into a glorious city. And bring the people with ghetto mentality to the city. They will make a ghetto out of the city. It is the blessing that is creating it, sir. Hallelujah. So the blessing of the Lord created a fertile land for Abraham. So wherever you give him doesn't make a difference. Hallelujah. That's why I know that even maybe they are trying to persecute you, it will lead into a blessing for you. Now ask them about Jesus Christ. They may be saying, oh, that man, we will transfer him to that place where there is no safe so that his record can come down and they will sack him. But the moment you get there, the blessing will come from that place to a busy place. I'm asking about Jesus Christ.
as they are transferring you to a place they don't lack, the blessing of the Lord will change that place, to change you to a celebrity in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The blessing visited Isaac. You remember? In fact, you should know that one very well. The prophetic scripture for the year from Genesis chapter 26, talking about Rehoboth, the experience of Isaac. Bible says, in that same year, when there was scarcity, when there was no water, when there was nothing to show for it, the blessing created something different for Isaac. Genesis chapter 24, verse 14. Bible said, in Genesis 24, verse 12 through to 14, said, then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year an hundredfold and the Lord blessing. It takes the blessing of God to make that possible in a dry place. Hallelujah. I mean, how can you do that? Which kind of school did you go to? Is it Harvard or Yale? No! Is it Oxford? There is no way. How can you, with your professorship in economics, be able to manage what happened in Egypt that time? Which university did Joseph go to? University of Pharaoh. No! It was the University of the Holy Spirit. It was the blessing that taught him that secret, sir. It was the blessing. Bible said concerning Jacob. You remember the history of Jacob? This was a man that they adjusted his salary 10 times. No promotion. They were demoting him. 10 times, sir. But the blessing created a new environment. Genesis chapter 3, chapter 30, and verse 43. He said concerning Jacob, and the man increased exceedingly, and he had much cattle, and men servants, and camels, and asses. Why? The blessing. Genesis chapter 30, 43. The blessing made a difference in the life of Jacob. Thank you, Jesus. What of Joseph? I like this one. Genesis chapter 39, verse 2. Bible said, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. How can a slave be a prosperous man? You know, a slave is somebody's property. Hello? I hope you'll be able to discover the secret of the blessing. Hello? A slave was described as a prosperous man. Why? The blessing. Even when he was in the prison, the blessing could not allow the jailer to speak to him anyhow. He couldn't slap him. Say, hey, you stop, lay down. You stupid Egyptian. I mean, Israeli. Go on, Hebrew boy. No. Bible said the jailer handed over the affair in the prison to his hand. And he said, take care. So he became, you know what I call that? The wonder. I mean, he said, in the prison with his shirt, he was still commanding orders. Everybody. What? He was in charge. You will be in charge in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I said, you will be in charge in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
In verse 4, Bible said, and Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had, he put into his hand. Talking about when even he became a prime minister. He was in charge when he was in Potiphar's house. He was in charge when he was in prison. He was in charge when he was everywhere. The blessing was working. No wonder, even among his brethren, they couldn't understand. They said, we killed this boy today. Because the blessing couldn't allow them to be able to do it. They said, okay, we will behead him. Somebody said, no, the blessing, no. Protection. Hallelujah. No. They said, no, put him in the pit. From the pit to the what? To Potiphar's house. From Potiphar's house to prison. And from prison to palace. PPP. Hallelujah. The Lord was just, the blessing kept on working. And lastly, look at Job. What do you think made the difference in the life of Job? It was a blessing. Hello? So you can see now, right from the beginning up to this moment, the blessing is what makes the difference. Let us stand up. It is the blessing. It is the blessing. The blessing could not allow Hannah to die as a barren woman. The blessing would not allow Jabez to be a byword. The blessing would not allow Obed-Edom to be a nonentity. Labor. No wonder the Bible said, labor not to be rich, but labor to be blessed.
Because you can be rich and not be blessed. There are many people, they are rich, but now they are not blessed. They don't have peace. They don't have joy. They don't have anything. See, you know, there was a time they said so one of these rich men in Nigeria died. But they didn't want to kill him. They were traveling and they were robbing somewhere. See? And he died. I won't mention his name. It was an ex-governor. He died. He didn't see the armed robber. They don't have peace. They don't have peace. So there's nothing to envy in them, sir. Run after the blessing. Don't run after things. No one that the Bible says that seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things. Because when the blessing is in place, the blessing will procure all these things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's give him praise. Let's give him glory. Let's give him honor. Let's just thank him. Because the blessing of God will walk in our life. The blessing that couldn't allow Abraham to die as a nonentity. The blessing that will not allow his record to be erased. The blessing that will not allow anything to erase his destiny. Let us give him praise. The blessing that is still speaking in the life of Abraham and his seed up to this moment. And by divine mercy, we have been engrafted into that lineage. We are now, as Isaac, are also the part of the children of promise. And so let us give him praise. Because the blessing of Abraham is still working in our lives. Let's give him praise. Let's give him glory. Let's give him honor. Let's give him adoration. Magnify his holy name. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Magnify him. Exalt him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the blessing. Thank you for the blessing. Thank you for the blessing. We give you thanks. We give you thanks. We give you thanks. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
So as from now, whenever somebody say, the Lord bless you, what do you do? I receive it. What do you do? I receive it. It's like when you see a balloon, until you blow into it, the air, it's just a toy. But the glory only comes up when you blow the air into it. Man was just ordinary toy. He has no color until the blessing come and came upon him. So every morning, before you leave your house, Lord, I thank you for the blessing of Abraham. And so next time when you sing that song, Abraham's blessings are mine, you sing it with understanding now. It's not just this Sunday school thing. Oh, we don't have any song to keep these children busy. So let's just look at song. No! Abraham's blessing. Jesus died. That the blessing of Abraham. I want us to begin to proclaim that blessing upon our generation right now. Begin to speak it upon your heart, upon your household, upon your business, upon your children. Bible said he spoke unto the man. God communicated the blessing through the word of his mouth. And Bible said that we are created in his own image. And that's why when you speak, the blessing will begin to speak that blessing. Begin to speak that blessing into your household right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we bless our household. Lord, we bless our businesses. Lord, we bless our children. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You remember when Isaac was about to depart, he said to his children, go and give me food so that I can bless you. He knew without blessing them, he couldn't depart. When Jacob was about to go, what did he do? He said, Oh, my children, I'm in pain right now. I want to die. Hey, no. Bible said he gathered all of them together. He started blessing them. He was releasing the blessing to their lives. You see, you remember when in Nigeria in the old time, if you learn a trade, if you want to do freedom or whatever, want to graduate, they will tell you, they say, earn the money, cook food, take it to your guy, your boss, and you will kneel down in his presence, and they will bless you. They bless it because they place value on the blessing. It's so unfortunate that the word blessing has lost its meaning. This generation, they don't care about it. They just use it carelessly. But you are hearing right now. Don't curse your children, sir. Don't curse them. Bless them. Hallelujah. When they wake up, they say, okay, hey, hey, no. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. When they're not around, you're praying for them. Lord, I thank you because your blessing as such was upon Jesus who is coming upon my children. They will be the head and not the tail in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I release your blessing, the blessing of Abraham
upon your people afresh today. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Your going in is blessed. The name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Your coming out is blessed. The name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I decree that your household is blessed. The name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Your marriage is blessed. The name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Your children are declared blessed. The name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Your career is declared blessed. The name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Everything you lay your hand upon, the blessing of Abraham, we find practical expression there. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The same blessing that protected Jacob, the same blessing that defended Joseph, the same blessing that could not allow anybody to harass Jesus, that same blessing comes upon you and your household today. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Bible says concerning Jesus, when they came near him, they wanted to arrest him. When he said, I am the one you are looking for, what happened? They fell down. I therefore decree that every evil beast that come near you will fall down for your sake. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Above everything, you will not take a step that will make the blessing to depart from you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be your holy name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Congratulations.
Thank you for listening to this message. However, I want to remind you that God loves you so much that He gave His only begotten Son for the entire world, including you, to be saved from sin and all its consequences. It therefore does not make any sense to spend the next minute of your life without accepting Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. God bless you as you believe and confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior right now. Hallelujah.